stable for the sides of this cabinet and for the main top. So I ended up going to the mill and I cut slices off the log that were about 1/4 to 5/16 inch thick. So it's like a little thin, so it's like they were wide pieces. They were probably 12 to 14 inches wide, but then they were just really thin, like 1/4 inch. Stacked those with stickers between them and clamped them down so they'd stay flat and left them dry. And then I ran them through a wide belt sander down to about 1/8 inch. So they're really thin. And then I took a piece of MDF plywood and I pressed and glued that veneer onto those panels. So now I have what's like veneered, like a piece of veneered molded plywood that now matches all the solid wood of that same cabinet. So now you've eliminated the any warping and cracking and any kind of movement that might happen on some of those wider pieces. You've also matched the grain and the color of the rest of the piece. So that was a pretty cool process, you know, to cut that veneer. And the Norwood is really accurate, and they boast about this, but it's super accurate that you can cut, you know, the blade stays really straight, so you can get a nice, even 1/4 inch cut all the way down through when you're cutting that off the log. And then when you dry it, then you can, you know, sand that down and make it really smooth, and then attach that to the substrate or the plywood and use that for your panel. And then, and if you go to a plywood supplier and you buy walnut, they actually steam that. I don't know if you're familiar with the steaming process, but walnut wood has that really white outer sapwood, and that's, you know, some people incorporate that and like that, but for most of my clients, they want to see that nice chocolatey color all the way through. But these big companies take that log and they'll stick it in a steamer, and it bleeds that color out into so they can use more of it. But what happens is that all of it then becomes lighter. It doesn't have that deep, rich color to it. They get a better yield. But what that does then, if I go out and buy a piece of walnut plywood to say use as the top or the sides of the cabinet like we were talking about, and then I combine that with, you know, the solid wood doors that I've produced here, it's different color. It's much lighter. It's washed out looking. So I don't have that problem because I don't steam it. With these recent storms, I've had opportunity to grab some logs that have been blown over. We had a couple of these storms brought a lot of stuff down. Yeah. So
yeah.
All right. I'll look forward to that. All right. Bye now.